We're learning Shmiras Haloshin, Shar Zechira, Perik Yudalid. Boy Yuvayar Harchokas Adam Mishmias Dibur Masurim. We will discuss over here that a person has to make sure he distances himself, he goes away from hearing Dibur Masurim, forbidden speech. Says the words of the Sefer Shmir Saloshin in Perik Yedalad. Ma'oid, ma'oid, yargel ha'odom es atzmoy liyois zohir b'meshe amru b'ksuvis. A person has to be extremely careful and fulfilling and realizing that which is what it says in Gemara in Ksuvis. Tan Rabbanon, what does it say? Liyoylom al yashmiya odom l'oznov dvar metelum. A person has to be very careful to make sure his ears do not listen to Dvarim B'Talim. We'll have to define Dvarim B'Talim, which is a little difficult, but basically Dvarim B'Talim is words that are no gain to anything. We're saying here more of a negative connotation. It's not past the salt. Dvarim B'Talim, worthless speech, that's how they translate it. Worthless speech. What happens if a person hears worthless speech? So what's the big deal? Worthless speech? Dvarim b'talim? B'nei she'hei nichvin t'chilo le'ivarim. Because his ears that heard these words are burned first, before the other limbs of his body. That doesn't mean to say the other limbs of the body will not be burned. What that means to say is that these ears that heard the words of the Dvarim B'Talim, the worthless speech, will be punished first. The Gemara actually over there discusses that gives the names of the different fingers of the person and tells us that you have, a person has his fingers, you know, sometimes you have like little children. Sometimes it happens when the parent tries to tell something to the child, and the child says, "I can't hear you. I know what you told me. I don't know what you told me." And they stick their fingers in their ears, and they say they can't hear. When, you know, clean the room, whatever it might be. Don't hit your sibling, whatever it might be. Now, it's interesting because children are very smart. Then somehow something happens when we get older. I'm not talking about anybody here, but you know. We sometimes lose out a little on things. I don't know how that works. But what does it mean children are very smart? They have the right point. They're doing it the wrong time sometimes. The fingers are sometimes to be used to put in the ears to make sure we don't hear for worthless speech, forbidden speech. That's what the Gemara in Ksuvis tells us. Now, we're not going to walk around with our fingers in our ears. We want to look normal, which is one of the first rules of Judaism, being normal. So we don't walk around in the streets or in different places with our fingers in our ears. You don't want to use earplugs if you don't need them also. The horns, now they keep under the yarmulke. The horns stay under the yarmulke. Okay. Now, he tells us as follows. The kimoid the lekas eish hagashmi, just like the physical fire that enters a house, in nichnos be'ez bayis, if a fire breaks out and enters into a house, let's say from the front of the house, the place where the fire enters, that place will be burned first. Just basics, logic. So too, by the spiritual fire, and this is so important for us to realize, that there is a spiritual world that we live in. Whether we see it or not, there's the physical world and there's the spiritual world. And the mashal I give, years ago I went to Liberty Science Center. Newark. I think it's in Newark, right? Anybody ever go there? Okay. I don't get commission, you know, but they have in the middle, at least it was years ago, they have steps that go all the way to the top floor. Start from the bottom, they don't start in the middle. Start from the bottom, go all the way to the top. Near the steps, they have this like chain. It's not a chain like a bike chain. It's like a ladder chain where it's twisted and there's a pole in the middle You can't climb on it. It's not sturdy for that. And there are thin strings that hold the rungs, like of a ladder. And it's twisted. And it's there for a person to shake on the bottom. And then when you go and walk up the steps, or you're going through the elevator, you see how the person shook that rope, that ladder rope on the bottom. It has an effect. It reverberates all the way to the top. When I saw that years ago, I said to myself, this is the Nefesh HaChaim. The Sefer Nefesh HaChaim that discusses that a person's neshama down here in this world is like his foot. The rest of the koima, the rest of his body, is higher up. His foot is neshama, his foot rests like down here. And we have to realize when we do something, there's a result. When we have Friday night, you light the Shabbos candles, and we tell the children, you can't throw anything. The fire there. So, of course, the response is, oh, I'm not throwing it high, it's on the ground, whatever the reason, the children are very smart, like we said. Now, what happens, Chas V'Shalom, you throw it a little higher, it could, Chas V'Shalom, hit a candle. No ball playing in the living room. Oh, would you believe such a rule? Unbelievable. I had the same rule in the dining room. No bats, swinging the bats in the dining room. I once told my children, no one's here. The rule is, I said, tell them, no swinging the bats when around people. No one's around. I said, but you're in the dining room. We don't swing the bats in the dining room. Now, just like a person throws the ball and hits a candle, there's a reaction, so too, our physical actions down here have reactions in Shemayim, have reactions in the world, the physical world that we live in. It's extremely important concept to constantly imbue into our system. The reason why we have to constantly digest this point is because then we'll realize the power of the words a person speaks. People will say, what's so bad about Lashon Hara? I'm talking to my friend about how I can't stand that other person. What is so bad that the Chafetz Chaim brings the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Tes that says that the Chet of Lashon Hara destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why we don't have the Beis HaMikdash today. Well, when we realize that we are connected, we are Wi-Fi'd, we are wireless, and we are connected to the spiritual worlds, and our actions down here, like you shake the ladder in the Liberty Science Center, it has effects all the way to the top. It's a beautiful mashal for us to realize our actions make a difference. So too, Kain Ha'inyan Be'esha Ruchni HaChazak. So too, by this spiritual fire that is ignited through forbidden speech, for improper speech. Shinivra Shuhu Eish HaGehenim. It's the fire of Gehenim. Shinivra Alidei HaTumo Shemitami Adam Eseivarov. It's created through the impurity that a person creates. And it goes throughout his evarim, his limbs. That aver, that limb, the ears that were listening to the Lashon Hara, those ears will be punished first, says the Gemara in Ksubas, as explained by the Shmir Salashin over here. No. So let's clarify for a second that the Dvarim B'Tehillim does not mean that when a person's wife says or a friend says to you, "How was your day?" I like my ears. You see the color? I don't like them red. I don't like them red. Yesterday was a very nice day. People were out in the sun. They got a little sunburn. I want my ears to stay skin color. That's not what it means. Dvarim B'Tehillim is like we discussed yesterday, when you have, as the Chafetz Chaim discussed, when people get together by the Shalashudas times in Shul, when there's either the Rav gives a shir in Pirkei Avos, or the people are learning, and what do some people do? They go out to start schmoozing with their friends. Two people are schmoozing, then two other people come over. before you know it, you have a whole group of people. The Chafetz Chaim said his words yesterday, and I'm quoting his words. If I could find the exact place, but I know exactly what he said was, V'i Esher. Says, it's impossible. Shelo yavayu al yidei zeh, reading from the previous page. L'loshen hara l'litzonis. When you have groups of people gathering together, talking, we'll call nonsense, that eventually, from these groups of people, that will they will not come out any lashon hara. Says it's impossible. That's what we're talking about. We're not saying how was your day? Oh, you know, I got stuck in traffic for 3 hours. It's not, you're allowed to discuss that. You're allowed to say that. You're allowed to talk about that. It was difficult. You were late for your appointment. Or how was your day? Oh, good. Baruch Hashem. Whatever it was, this worked out. That worked out. This deal. That deal. That's normal. That's we're human beings. We're not robots. But as the Chafetz Chaim, this Perek Yud Dal is coming up from the previous Perek Yud Gimel, as he was discussing when people gather together and have nothing to do and nothing to say, and eventually this one talks about his business, how that one did something wrong to him, and this one did something wrong to that person, and you know, I went to go park in that spot, and that person with that smart car, oh, he thinks he's smart, he zoomed into that spot right before me. Well, when he came back, he had a flat tire, I don't know how that happened. Chas v'shalom, is that okay? Now, I will tell you, years ago, crazy story. Years ago, my oldest child, I'm walking with my wife, holding my daughter at the time. And I lived in Flatbush, so maybe that makes a little more sense to the story here. Okay, I'm walking to my car, and I see someone touching my tires. Now, I don't really care about my tires, but like, you don't have to touch them. He touches the front one, then I see it with my eyes. Then he touches the back one. And then he walks right past us. I say hello. I don't know. Maybe drop something. I don't know. Contact lens. Who knows what? I get closer to the car. And you know what I hear? Psst. I quickly hand my daughter to my wife, and I run after around the corner to find out where this guy go. And he vanished. He disappeared. Now there was what they call a security guard in the corner in this apartment building I lived in. I ran over. I asked him to put down the paper. No, I'm just kidding. I ran over. I said, excuse me, did you see anybody just now? My tires are going out. They're slashed. So, no, I didn't see anybody. I said, well, someone just slashed my tires. And it makes sense to think that this... I found out that this person lived in my building. Well, he was just touching them. A second later, I hear the air going out. Anyway, call the police. I got two flat tires over here. Now, I know I'm being recorded, so I want to make sure what I say is politically correct. New York police, they have as New York finest. So I called the New York finest, and I said to them, officer, I was just walking to my car, and I see someone touching my tires. I walk a little closer with my own eyes. I hear the air going out. And then I found out that this person's in this building. So his response was, I'm sure you're aware what's going on in the news these days, that people are saying there's a lot of police brutality. We can't investigate. I said, excuse me? That was a response. And everybody's like, what? I said, maybe you want to just go find out. Maybe you'll see, like, he got that pocket knife in his pocket. I don't know. I'm not a detective. That's their job, right? How do we get into this? Anyway. Smart cars, yeah, the smart car. The story just popped into my head, yeah. Okay. I spoke to one of my rebbeim about the situation. You know, I found out that this person was actually of Jewish blood who married out. And I don't know why he ever picked up my car. I don't think he went after Greenspan on purpose. I think what happened was his car got a ticket right near a pump. So I figured the closest car that he should have parked by will pay the price. I'm just speculating. I have no idea. Once again, it's Brooklyn. Okay. Now, rules don't make sense. You go to Manhattan, there's no rules at all. Okay, that's a whole different world. Okay. Basically, my Rebbe said, let it go. Nothing. You don't want to get involved with such people who are going to be in broad daylight, do things like this. You don't know what's going to be. Oh, I know how we got into this. because we said, you asked about Dvar Metalim, can I speak to your wife, how your day was? This is nothing, you could tell a person about an occurrence like this that happened. But as the Chafetz Chaim was talking about, these are normal things, hopefully not normal, but in certain worlds they're normal. This is something that happened, you could talk to somebody, this happened to you. But what the Chafetz Chaim was saying in the previous perek, when you have groups of people getting together and talking about their business, and this smart car, and the person's got into my spot, and I said the slash tire story, that's what. Eventually, one thing will lead, before we know it, to forbidden speech. And there is a concept, which is not for now, how Dvarim Betalim says, we should speak words of Torah, and not other things. So there is a concept of Dvarim Betalim in and of themselves that have to be defined. What are Dvarim Betalim? But Dvarim Betalim did not mean, how was your day? Oh, I can't respond. That's not what it means. His point here is that once these words are spoken, we have to realize the ears will be punished first. They were the first limbs of the body that accepted, that heard this Lashon Hara. We're not discussing the one who spoke it, we're discussing the one who listened to it. In the Meila, what happens is they are nitmoim, they become tame immediately. We have to realize that there's something called tumas halev, timtum halev, a stuffed up, a blocked up heart. You ever discuss things with somebody that you know right means right and left means left? You ever discuss things with people and you're amazed that like the seichel, the wires are just, they need an electrician up there. We have a brain surgeon that comes to us, you know, maybe, right? How do these things happen? You know how these things happen? Tintum alev. Averos, eating forbidden foods, speaking forbidden speech, they're mitamtein the lev. The heart, the brain, they don't think correctly. You see everybody driving down the one-way street one way, and he's waving to everybody else going the wrong way. I'm waving to them. I have a story about that also. It's not for now. That was in Manhattan, actually. If a person accepted these words of forbidden speech of the Lashon Hara. Now, Remichal, he's discussing literally Lashon Hara now. Bonafide Lashon Hara. And the person accepted this Lashon Hara. He's mitamtein the lev. Because he transgresses on the Issa deraisa, the pasuk that says, Laisisa Shem Ashav. Shutali belev, which is depending on the heart. Ukadisa v'seva charedim, as comes out in the seva charedim, b'mitzvah sloisa say, shebetoira, hatlius belev. There's a seva called seva charedim. And he discusses that the pasuk, the iser of leisisa shem ashav, of not accepting a false report, is also referring to lashon hara. That is a mitzvah of the heart. So if a person violates a mitzvah of the heart, his heart becomes stuffed up. What does it mean stuffed up? It becomes tummy. What does it mean? It means exactly as the Maseilas Yesharim tells us, that when a person tries to live his life on the right path, he's driving down the one-way street the wrong way. Unfortunately, I've come across people who are living their lives literally, thinking that they do mitzvahs, and they're doing averus. I'm being serious now. How could that be? Because the programmer of their brain, It was reprogrammed. Because of the averus that they did, they think what's right is left and what's left is right. Yes, there's tumas alev, is a crossed wires. The tumas alev is also a situation which directs people to go off the path from serving Hashem. Hashem says as follows, I give you my Torah. Torah means instructions. Read instructions and follow the book. That's the Torah, do the mitzvahs. So what does a person do? He deviates here, deviates there. In the meantime, it's just like a person driving his car on the paved road. Then all of a sudden it says, road closed. But it's a shortcut, he knows better. So he takes his car, he's got a 4x4, a powerful Jeep, a lot of horsepower, and he goes off the road. You know what happens? Well, it's off. It's road closed for a reason. He gets some flat tires, he bangs the bottom of his car, his engine gets smashed a little. It's the same thing. A person who does these averos, so his neshama gets stuffed up, gets ruined. Now, there's always tshuva, don't forget, there's always tshuva. And Liman HaTorah is the greatest tshuva because it burns, it's fire. It's fire that burns out that tuma. Never forget, the greatest aspect of tshuva is Liman HaTorah. Because it's the highest level of purging out those averos. And it puts us on the right track. But that's what Timtum HaLev is. I mean, I'm not going to ask people to give me examples who they met, where the right is left, left is right. But unfortunately, I've come across people like this, that the wires are crossed. And the Sefer HaRedim is telling us over here, how does it happen? Because since they listen to the Lashon Hara, and with this we'll end for today, the heart is what's being metamtein, is being tummy. The wires are being crossed. And therefore, Valkain, he says, Haznayim, hey, muchanois, we shouldn't have kabul oinsh began them. The ears are the first ones who accepted that Lashon Hara, that would be scorched and burned, unless one does tshuva. The kojikain, milishmoya divay Lashon Hara, al chaveiroi, sha'ovain hu harbe yoisi godol. Rabbi Choyal, he says, that's dvar metalim, even more so by dibur masurim. What he's telling us here, the topic of discussion, not to forget, was how much a person has to distance himself from hearing forbidden speech. Dibur masurim. A good chodesh to everyone.